The most important day of your life. 9/11 may be a date that frames this entire generation's view of itself. It is to be expected. Each generation frames itself with joys and tragedies. I was born 9/6/41, just 3 months before Pearl Harbor. In my generation, everybody knew what Pearl Harbor meant. It was shorthand for the U.S. was surprisingly attacked by a foreign enemy without direct provocation, and many, many people died in the process. Just say Pearl Harbor to my generation, and they'll know you mean the beginning day of World War II, during which millions upon millions of people's lives were yanked from them. In the next generation, just mention 11/22/63. And everybody whose lives were affected will know what your shorthand means. Our great hope of a president, John F. Kennedy, had his life yanked from him. And many, many people still mourn his death and the loss of his idealism, and in turn, the resultant loss of their own idealism. Jump forward to 9/11/2001. And all you have to say to this generation is 9/11. And you'll receive a grimace, a turned away glance, a momentary darkness of expression, and a feeling of helplessness, not unlike the helplessness other generations feel thinking about their own unexplained tragedies, both present and past. Take joys. I said that each generation bookends itself with landmark tragedies and joys. Where's the joy? Where are the joys? Well, we have to pick the joys that outbalance the tragedies. Focus on them for all we're worth, and try to convince the next generation that things might be better if only. World War II's joy came when the war was clearly ended and the soldiers brought home. JFK's joys came when new leaders and a new kind of music rose to repaint the world with fresh hope. 9/11's generation must find its own joys to offset the horrors. Here's one joy, my gift to you. Today is the day you take hold of life and decide to live it out in service to love and loved ones, making sure you include most everybody worth loving in your definition of loved ones. Tomorrow is the day after, the second day you decide to rail against evil and live your life as if you matter, for indeed you do. Another day is the next day that matters, and so on. Keep looking for the joys. Don't allow tragedy to quench your thirst for harmony and compassion, and don't let one day pass without repeating this mantra. It's all up to you now.